producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, it is time again for another hour. The weekend wouldn't be the same without the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can check it all out at talkers.com. Find out what's going on with your favorite stars, whether they be local stars or national personalities and celebrities. I suppose that's always something different. When somebody says to me, you're a celebrity, do you feel like you're a celebrity or that we who do this for a living are celebrities?
I think everybody in the year 2016 is a celebrity. I think that you know, remember Sly and the Family Stone? Everybody is a star. Well, yes. It was prescient.
Right.
I do not consider myself a celebrity by any means.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I do believe that in the age of Facebook and Twitter and follow me and like me and everybody making videos and audios and having blogs, I believe everybody is, in their own way, the star of their own reality show. So on one level, you get people walking around, everyday people you see in the supermarket, who actually believe they are celebrities as a result of this technological age that we live in. And then on the other hand, one of the things I've learned all these decades in the media, Doug, is that fame is very fleeting,
yes,
very superficial,
mm-hmm,
and really has no substance in the bigger picture of life and the cosmos.
Thus, when we get to, we're going to go through the stories, the top 10 stories of the week from the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which Michael runs. I think about all the fuss that has been presented around Cam Newton and how, can you remember who, well, you probably can because you're a big football fan, who the winning quarterback was of the Super Bowl last year or 2 years ago or 4 years ago or maybe even the losing quarterback.
Well, I certainly do know a lot of quarterbacks, but you're right. It you know, Super Bowl 50, there was 49, there was 48.
Yeah.
These are all giant, you know, events of the moment that come and go.
Yeah.
You
right.
know, annual major deals, the Grammys, the Oscars, even to a certain degree, presidential elections.
Yep.
Do you remember who ran for vice president in 1960 on the Republican Party with Richard Nixon? Off the top of your head, quick. You know.
Governor of Pennsylvania, but I can't remember his name.
No. Henry Cabot Lodge.
Oh, him too.
Yeah, but the point I'm making
right.
is,
yeah.
Hey, you know, even a guy like you who lives this stuff,
mm-hmm,
you forget.
How did you remember that?
I just picked something arcane out of my mind real quick for the sake of making an example.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could do a ton of them. Here's one. If you ask people, who served as the vice president under Gerald Ford? Now, that's not that long ago for a person who's 50, 60, you know, 35, 40 years old.
Nelson Rockefeller.
All right.
Yeah.
How many people do you think would know that?
Well, they might remember more because he died while
under certain
office.
Conditions.
Under certain conditions is correct.
Yeah. We should laugh about this.
No, we probably shouldn't, but it's an amusing story. But you're right. Okay, you've piqued our interest in how we remember and what we pay attention. So those of you who are so fascinated with all the thing, maybe it's the same, whether it's politicians. I was around a lot of politicians this week in New Hampshire, people running for president, and you know, I didn't get any different vibe from them than I did some of the people that were working in the kitchen in the hotel. It's just, you know, they just put on their clothes differently and they have different things to say, but is it all that important is the question.
I'll tell you what I noticed, just to switch track slightly, but along the same lines, having the opportunity to meet presidential candidates, as I have and you have and the people in our business have, especially under kind of informal conditions as exists the nights before the primary in New Hampshire, particularly magical place for people who like politics. One of the things I've noticed is that when you meet these political figures in person, and there they are in the flesh, and you're talking to them or you're seeing them talk to other people, they seem very different than their media image.
Yes.
In terms of when you watch them on
TV. You're right
TV.
Next to them. Right.
Very. Yeah. The ones that come across dumb are sometimes smart. The ones that come across smart are sometimes dumb.
Mm-hmm.
The good guys seem like bad guys. The bad guys seem like good guys. We really do not get an accurate vision of celebrities. All right, back to our topic of celebrities, famous people, iconic people, by only knowing them through the media.
Mm-hmm.
It gives a very distorted image.
They are just like we are. They have to put their pants on one leg at a time. They got to go to the bathroom, and they need to take a shower. That's the way we all have to do many of the same things that keep us in the human being phyla and strata. That's really what it boils down to. But now, having said all of that, if you could pick one person that you really would like to interview or talk to that you have not, who might be considered a celebrity, who would that be?
Oh, wow. I don't know. Most of them are dead.
Really?
I think I would like to interview Lady Gaga.
Really?
I think Lady Gaga is a fascinating young woman.
Yes.
Who is far greater than people realize.
I think she's the real thing. Yeah, I think she's the real thing.
Even though she is tremendously successful.
Mm-hmm.
I think that everybody who cares about anything should watch her performance of the Star Spangled Banner at this past Super Bowl and say, oh my gosh, that's the way the song should be sung.
Mm-hmm.
This woman is a great genius performer who's got the chops and the creativity.
Some people were comparing it to Whitney Houston's, and they didn't think the Star Spangled Banner at the Super Bowl, they didn't think it was as good as hers. But when I think of, when you say something like that, I think of people like Amy Winehouse, who never really, they had talent, but it never really, it didn't get to the point it needed to because of the things that she was doing in her life that distracted. Like when Gaga first got started to get attention, she wore that dress made out of meat. Yeah, she's not going to do that anymore because people know who she is now.
Right.
She didn't have to do it anymore.
Right. Yeah, see, she rose above expectations.
Yeah. Yeah, she
and,
did.
And she's quite a major league talent. I mean, we're talking of a generation.
I would like to interview Meryl Streep or just have a conversation with her, not necessarily interview. I'd just like to get to know her.
So there I am, backstage at the Grammys, a show that still exists with Westwood One called Backstage at the Grammys. It's a show that I started years ago. I launched the show in the early 80s.
I didn't know that.
And it's gone on to tremendous success. But for about 10 years, every year I'd go backstage at the Grammys.
Oh.
And I would interview the stars after they got off the stage. We would collect tape. And then when the show was over, we went national with a live and recorded show about the Grammys. So there's a lot of sitting around and there's a lot of conversations and things. And I found myself during a downtime in one of the rooms in the back of the place, all alone in a room with my little cassette machine and Meryl Streep.
Did you?
So I looked over to her and I said, Meryl, it's nice to meet you. I'm Michael Harrison. Can I interview you for the Backstage at the Grammys radio show? And she looked at me with this little, very weird little smirk, and she said, come on now. I don't do radio.
Really?
Yep.
Ah, I don't want to talk to her then. Ah, that's sad to hear. But see, that makes the point you made about you not really knowing
exactly
what these people are all about. That's very, very, that's...
I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it. And even though I recognize what a great actress she is and great talent, every time I see her, I think about that look on her, that look of disdain, like, now, come on.
I'm that low.
A major movie star.
Right.
You want me to interview with you
on a radio show?
Radio?
Oh,
your little stupid cassette machine? She didn't say that, but...
No. That's what she was thinking. All right.
Remember we used to walk around with cassette machines? And
yeah, I remember that. Not that long ago, actually. Michael Harrison.
Say, talking to my finger, I'm wired.
Yeah, now we're all set. A whole different world. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. We're going to go through the relatively important stories, number 10 through number 1, and the people that folks are talking about as we get things wound up here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hoppy flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melty cheese. And they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant sandwich deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
For over 75 years, Geico's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call Geico. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
There is a moment when you no longer have to look down at your fingers. When everyone else can hear the song in your head, it changes you. There's a moment when you make music. And President's Day weekend at Guitar Center, with Washburn acoustic electric guitars for just $99, AKG headphones just $29, or guitar stands and wall hangers just $212, you can make it happen. Save up to 60% now through Monday at Guitar Center.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. So we have just enough time to squeeze in the two lists before we have to pause again. Michael, let's go through the numbers.
Okay, let's roll fast. At number 10, we have Beyonce's Super Bowl flap. The Zika virus is 9. At 8, North Korea satellite launch. 7, the U.S. bolsters Afghanistan troops. 6, Supreme Court climate change ruling. European refugee problems at 5, the Syrian civil war at 4, number 3, financial markets activity and the recession concerns, Hillary's emails investigation at 2, the New Hampshire primary and the presidential race at 1. We got time for the people?
Yes.
10 at Beyonce. We have at 9, Kim Jong-un, Angela Merkel at 8, Vladimir Putin at 7, 6, John Kasich and Jeb Bush, Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio at 5, Bernie at 4, Hillary at 3, Donald at 2, and Barack Obama at 1.
Number 9, Kim Jong-un. Joni Ernst, who is one of the senators from Iowa, was on a radio program this week, and I heard her interviewed, and she was talking about Kim Jong-un. And she said, I think he's relatively unstable. And I thought to myself, that's going to be the understatement of the week. But I'm sure we could look around at some of the things that have been said in the debates, the Republican debate, the Democratic debate, and find other things that would be understated more than anything else. But that's not the only thing that's going on. Unfortunately, it tends to overwhelm the process of discussion on radio programs, even like the one I do during the Week the Good Day program, which is not a political show. How do you dance around or don't talk about what's going on with these politicians and who's going to be in the second position? All kinds of speculation of that already, and how unfair the system is because everybody ought to be voting on one day for the primary, and you know, all those kinds of things that are good things to focus on as they're important discussions. 21 after on the countdown.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Our weekly overview of what's going on, the hot hits in Talk Radio. Michael Harrison here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you to continue the listen. I was going to say the look-see, but we're not looking at anything. You can go to DougSteffen.com and see top stories of the week. You can also find that at Talkers.com, which is the home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. Michael has gone through the stories and the people. I know I need to give you this opportunity to sort of reflect on the Democrats and the Republicans and Bernie and Hillary and what's going on, because I think that's part of what people almost expect in a discussion.
Well,
as I said,
about.
Yeah,
it's about. That's the major focus of News Talk Radio this year.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's what we're doing. We're reflecting what's going on in News Talk Radio this year.
Mm-hmm. So, what do you do? I find the folk of the two old people running on the Democratic side, and at least one older person running on the Republican side, and there's no acknowledgement of the importance of youth other than these people trying to pander to the, as was said so wonderfully in that movie, the Utes of America.
Yeah, well, you know what I think? I think that we make a big mistake in the media by thinking that people of one demographic only relate to people of that same demographic.
Yes.
I've always believed that young people really like an older person who speaks their language, more so than a person of their own age who tries to speak at them or pander to them mm-hmm. because they're young. A prime example of this dynamic is Bernie Sanders and the millennials.
Mm-hmm.
The fact of the matter is young people like Bernie Sanders because they feel he's an older guy, a grandfatherly guy that gets them,
mm-hmm.
that speaks their language. And when you have an older person speaking the language of the younger person's more likely to identify with that older person because they respect the experience. Same thing in radio. They think the only way to get women to listen or men to listen is to have a man for the man, a woman for the woman. But sometimes
right.
women really love a man that talks their language.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And men love a woman who gets what it's like to be a man and talks to men on that level.
Yeah.
We have a lot to learn.
Yeah, there's a good observation there. I think it's interesting because Bernie Sanders had breakfast with Al Sharpton. And if there's anybody who has a disconnect, once you figure out what the guy's all about from what Bernie Sanders' message is, it's that guy. But does Bernie feel like he has to pander Why isn't Al Sharpton meeting with Ben Carson? Because that with him, it's all the color of one's skin. That's all it is. That's the only issue. What race are you? What color is your skin?
Yeah, well, Bernie's been under a lot of criticism for meeting with Al Sharpton immediately after the New Hampshire victory. And frankly, I was surprised at it myself. Reminds me of when Don Imus, when he was in trouble, went on the Al Sharpton show. Like, who made Al Sharpton the king of the world?
Yeah. Well, these supposed black leaders. Okay, so we have black leaders here. Who appointed or anointed them under the circumstances? And I'll tell you, one of the things, that I'm not a fan of what's been going on here in this country the last 8 years at all. But what really troubles me is the people who take him apart because he's black. And that really gets under my, if you'll pardon the pun, under my skin. And the kinds of things that people say, and this gets back around to education, what's going on in our country. The folks who are responsible for the dumbing down of our education oftentimes are the ones who become the victim of that ignorance. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I think ignorance is the biggest plague. I think that ignorance is the most dangerous thing that we could possibly have as human beings.
Well, we have so much of it, Michael, here.
Well, yeah, we do. We have a lot of it, and it's a problem.
Yeah, and it's not addressed. Do you think that there are people, and this is a great theme and a thread perhaps, we'll continue this in a few moments, thinking about whether the people who are on the air, you said something to me a few minutes ago about, because I'm talking about it all the time, I'm aware of it, yada, yada, yada. Well, there's some things I am and some things I'm not. Some things I'm smart about and some things I'm not. A lot of people think that people who do this for a living are just plain smart. I'm not sure that that's right or accurate. We'll talk about that in a moment, 28 past the hour on the countdown.
There is a moment when you no longer have to look down at your fingers. When everyone else can hear the song in your head, it changes you. There's a moment when you make music. And President's Day weekend at Guitar Center. With Epiphone electric guitars for just $99. A Simmons 5-piece electronic drum set for just $399. Or a complete Ion PA system for just $149. You can make it happen. Save up to 60% now through Monday at Guitar Center.
GEICO applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because GEICO has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. GEICO will insure that entire RV so you can get the s'more making, poison ivy dodging, same song singing, ghost storytelling, campfire building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
It's
extend your life with Extendovite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
TRCS, Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly presentation, 52 weeks a year. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, to discuss these stories, figure out what's going on. Now, we were talking a minute ago, actually in reality, several minutes ago, about hosts and intelligence and whether just because you're a radio host, that means you're intelligent or not. Sort of following along the same discussion about actors and actresses or sports professionals or people that you think you know that maybe you don't really know. And that might be said for people who are on the radio as well. With some people, Michael, the theory is they're smart if you agree with what they say. Well, that guy's smart because he agrees with me. So what do you think? I mean, you've heard that stuff before.
More than ever. I mean, we live at a time when the media panders to special interests as opposed to a general public and let the chips fall as they may. So quite often there's a contrived message that's geared to, the word is resonate mm-hmm. with people as mm-hmm. opposed to inform or educate or challenge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And education is one of the things that's sorely lacking, it seems to me anyway. People who are more interested in how much money is being spent on Valentine's Day or what the commercial costs in the Super Bowl than understanding the nuance of things like the Oregon standoff that has been a big discussion topic. What really is America supposed to do with all the land that it owns, or why does it have the land, or why didn't we learn in school that it was unconstitutional to own all this land? All those sorts of things. Are we being deliberately held back? And what does that say for the future of our country? Are we going to come just like every other country in the world, kind of flat?
Well, that's kind of an interesting statement. Yeah.
I broadened our base there a little bit, Michael.
I like the way you turned that into a conversation about a subject that's near and dear to your heart. I figured that one out. I saw
Thank
where
you.
I was going.
I see what you're doing there.
Doug is a farmer, and he also owns land, and he has a whole land thing. So,
well, I think that, but it goes further than that. It goes into what really is taught in schools. Do we have civics lessons? Are people learning about the Constitution? And under the circumstances, they know that really, like the creation of the IRS. Many scholars have made great arguments that suggest that the Internal Revenue Service, or at least the tax system that we have now of taxing individuals, is completely unconstitutional. But yet, since 1913, we've done it and accepted it. The courts stamp it without it going to the Supreme Court, and it's really wrong.
Yeah, well, it's just very difficult to have a country this large with as many people and to have freedom be the operative design and yet be able to educate and be able to think clearly, because you have so many competing forces, cultures, and ideologies, and that's good for freedom. On the other hand, it's very hard to have any type of a consensus as to what are the basic empirical truths of reality. Is it your religion or my religion? Is it your interpretation of the Constitution or my interpretation of the Constitution? Is it things that are in your economic interest or things that are in my economic interest? So no matter how you try to find a document, a Constitution, a Ten Commandments, a Bill of Rights, when it comes down to practice, the human race is a very complicated bunch of people, and not easy to operate in an orderly and meaningful manner.
Want to really get people going in a conversation that's not typical, but yet a great conversation to have, really get people going when you start talking about animals and where we come in the hierarchy. We are animals, and many people think that we are better than the horses, the cows, the dogs, the other animals that occupy the planet, and that in our minds, or the minds of some, that because we can speak and communicate and move our hands and things, create things, that we are better than the animals, the other animals who are on the planet. When you get that going, some people go bananas.
Yeah. Well, animal rights activists are looked upon by many as wackos.
Mm-hmm.
Many people get into a whole theological connection as to where the human race exists in God's hierarchy of things. The question comes up, you know, is your dog going to be in heaven with you?
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of, do animals have souls? Do humans have souls?
Mm-hmm.
This is all stuff, and you try finding consensus on that. Not easily done.
Well, I tell people,
sometimes it's better not to know what people think, because that way you can maintain at least a semblance of respect for them.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you find out what they think, it's hard to respect them anymore, even if you like them.
Well, it depends on whether they agree or don't agree with you on that one issue or any number of issues. Look at how many, I mean, you can take apart stuff we've talked about even already in this hour of the program, the focus on Al Sharpton, who I think is immoral and amoral. But yet, there are a lot of people who think he's, I mean, how dare you say that? That sort of thing. You know, he's a man of God. He's a reverend. And, hello? There are plenty of people who have represented God in a church that have done horrendous things. Check with the Catholic Church and go see the movie Spotlight. You don't think that's true. And, you know, then there are people who say, you blasphemer. How dare you? I'm not going to ever listen to you again. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's tricky out there,
mm-hmm.
and the First Amendment is a very untidy concept.
Yes,
it's a messy concept.
Mm-hmm.
It's an important one. You know where I stand on it. I'm when people say, "What are your politics?" I say, First Amendment. That's it. Done.
Yep.
I have nothing
all done.
To say.
Yep, me too.
But
it's interesting in that context, Michael, because we're touting freedom of speech on talk radio programs, hosts, shows. Stations all around the country. But yet, when you say something, I got tossed off of a station this week because I interviewed Madeleine Albright in New Hampshire. I was in New Hampshire on Monday and Tuesday, and Madeleine Albright was on my program. And this station manager said, we can't have Democrats on our station. We can't have you talking. And I don't really do a political program at all Monday through Friday. But
I love the way you say that.
I know, and then as always, we talk about politics. How do you get away from it? That's the thing. I'd love to be able to get away from it, but how do you?
Yeah, but then don't say you don't do a political program.
Okay, I won't.
It's not a political program.
It's the main, not the mainstay of it, but there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I understand, but I like to kid you about that.
I know you
do. The fact of the matter is that you forgot that you're in the commercial medium of radio,
yep.
And you played the wrong song.
Mm-hmm.
Madeleine Albright is Led Zeppelin on a folk station.
what a great analogy. That is perfect. I have to remember that. That is perfect.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I remember the medium that you're playing in.
Uh-huh.
You used acrylic in an oil painting. Yeah. I mean, it's just the wrong medium. Yeah. Freedom of speech is one thing, but freedom of speech is not what commercial radio is based on.
Well, you see, that's the thing. We have now allowed ourselves to be put into this corner that all talk radio is about the right. And that's not true. We say that every week on this program, but there are
even
a lot of stations.
I love all my friends on the right, and you know I'm their biggest defender.
Yep.
I hate that the perception is that this grand, beautiful medium with so many thousands of players and stations and networks has that perception of only being the right.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. It's only on the right. So with that in mind, I noticed that you announced at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, that Don Imus is going to be honored with the Talkers Lifetime Achievement Award at our get-together in June. I did not know he was junior. I didn't know his first name was John. That's what I've learned so far. John Donald Imus Jr. gets the award. I suppose this guy's been around for a long, long time. He deserves it.
Well, I think he deserves it. I mean, he's a fascinating, complex man, nasty son of a gun. If you peel away all the onion skin, you'll find out that he's really nasty to the core.
Yeah.
but very talented. And
why is that a mark of talent when you're that miserable?
Because he's a talented, miserable guy.
Yeah. But some people think one leads to the other for some reason. I don't know why that is. But
you see, you take Howard Stern and you take Don Imus. I think if you peel away Howard Stern, you'll find that deep down in his core, he's a decent, nice guy.
He's a very decent guy.
Imus, I think, really is kind of a curmudgeonly, nasty guy.
Yeah. Yeah,
but that doesn't mean he doesn't deserve the Lifetime Achievement Award.
No.
He's entertained people on the radio for years.
Yep.
He's reinvented himself 100 times.
Yep.
And, you know, it's funny. He's both a bad boy and a good boy in one. He's a philanthropist who's helped children with cancer.
Yep.
And he's a guy that has insulted ethnicities, races, cultures.
Yeah.
And he's
even
made fun of people with deformities. I mean,
and he says when he has to go public and say he's sorry, he doesn't really mean that he's sorry at all.
Well,
it's just a way to keep going. And that's, you know, a lot of people make statements and then they say, oh, I'm sorry I said that. And they aren't really sorry at all. But they have to do it because that's the way they maintain their presence.
Well, if you say you're sorry after you're caught, I want to see somebody say, I'm sorry for everything I've done. I know you don't think I've done it, but I can't live with myself anymore. I confess.
Yeah. Those are the people who mean it. Under the circumstances.
Yeah. How often does that happen?
Not much. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here, as we review what's going on in the world of talk radio, news talk radio, here on The Countdown.
Hi, you've reached Burger King. To leave a message, press 1.
Burger King? Listen, I'm a bit of an idea guy. Like croutons, I thought of that. I got a great idea to make your burgers better. Two words, buttery sauce, because that makes everything taste better. You with me?
Sounds good. It's almost as good as the new extra-long buttery cheeseburger from Burger King. Two beef patties topped with veggies and a rich buttery sauce on a toasted bun. Now just two for $5. Or mix and match for the extra-long fish sandwich part of the two for $5 deal. The new extra-long buttery cheeseburger. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic. I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now. With your first order of Super Beets, they'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
There is a moment when you no longer have to look down at your fingers. When everyone else can hear the song in your head, it changes you. There's a moment when you make music. And President's Day weekend at Guitar Center, with Washburn Acoustic Electric Guitars for just $99, AKG headphones just $29, or guitar stands and wall hangers just $212, you can make it happen. Save up to 60% now through Monday at Guitar Center.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray wood look tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37 millimeter through the right engine. It was armor piercing. It had been high explosive. The airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
47 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We have a few more moments here with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. The understatement of the week, the situation with North Korea, and how much fun it was to listen to Joni Ernst, who's a senator from Iowa, say that she thought he was unstable. you listen to, why are people on the political side of things or who are in politics, office holders, afraid to call it like it is, to say it is what it is? This guy is a maniac. And why would you soft pedal that? Who's benefiting from that? I would, you wonder, you look around and you look at the landscape and try to figure out, who are these people talking to? What's the, I mean, you could do that with anything. It isn't just with politics, Mike. I suppose in business. People say the most absurd things, and hello, are you real? What are you talking about? And yeah. It makes a
well, you know, sometimes it is, you know, because it's double talk. Other times it's just polite conversation, and you let the people read between the lines. Mm-hmm. Because if everybody's a maniac, and everybody is a Hitler, and everybody is a fascist and a murderer, well, then when you really have them, it doesn't have the same impact. So there's reasons for different levels of expression, and you want to avoid hyperbole, but I hear you.
Really? I like hyperbole. I've always enjoyed hyperbole.
Yeah.
I'm looking in Talkers Magazine, where you find in several different circumstances a list of the things that really are big this week, what really is making people discuss the issues, and the financial markets, the financial talk radio programs, so-called business or money programs are sort of blending into, like sports is blending into issues. Those sports stations are blending into issues. The price of oil. I was in Massachusetts this past week, and I ran into a small community in the central part of the state. Gas was 99 cents a gallon. Isn't that refreshing when you hear the talk? We talk about some of the things in the news, good news, and then somebody can turn it around and say, well, it's not good news because look at all the jobs that are suffering.
Well, this is the problem. The problem is that we're trapped between a rock and a hard place. You would think that lowering oil prices would be good news for the country.
Yeah.
And you find out that the lowering oil prices is creating havoc in the stock market and havoc in the international markets. And wait a second, this is not good. So what's good for the world is not good for me.
Or vice versa.
This is mind-boggling to try to make sense of that. We talk about how we want to be energy independent. We don't want to be dependent upon hostile countries for our energy and our fossil fuel. And then all of a sudden we get a break and people are able to use money for other things. And that somehow is bad for the economy?
But yet it isn't, because using money for other things expands the businesses that may have been faltering under the circumstances. Not good for the oil. It shows you how important, well, how influential the oil companies are. Maybe not important, but influential these companies are. Michael Harrison, refreshing as always, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, we continue now with our overview of what's going on in the world of conversation radio. Stephen J.J. Wiseman has a degree from Boston College Law School, so you know that he knows what he's talking about. Either that or he's one of those Eastern, you know, those people from the East Coast that only are concerned about what goes on the East Coast. The East Coast, what are the liberal thinkers and people that just, come on, Michael. I mean, Steve, what's the story here?
My goodness. Yeah, I'm damned before I open my mouth.
Now, you know, one of the things that I love about you is that I think I said this on the air any number of times, I can never ask you a question that you don't have an answer for. And that takes expertise and talent. So I have, you know, that you have my respect and regard in the real world. You're posting on your blog about the IRS and identity theft, what the IRS isn't telling you. Is that electronic filing? What's that notice?
You know, what's happening is the main thing the IRS isn't telling you is that the identity theft problem is getting much worse. And one of the problems around this is, here's one thing. You get these calls that are purportedly from the IRS, but they're from scammers who fool people into thinking they're the IRS and get them to send in money. Well, now, starting in March, the IRS is actually going to be having private collectors calling people. So you really will get calls on behalf of the IRS attempting to collect, which is going to make the scammer's job much easier. And this is something that actually the IRS didn't even want, but they're certainly not doing anything about.
All right. Well, something we need to be aware of, because That's what's going on right now. I had a discussion with somebody about the constitutionality. Actually, I've had several of these conversations this week, talking about the Constitution and this business about going back, I think, to 1913 when the personal income tax was adopted is the right word, and yep. How from that point to this, there have been people claiming it was unconstitutional, and they made good arguments, but everything's stacked against them. I don't think the thing's ever been to the Supreme Court. Why would that be?
Yeah, it actually has gone to the Supreme Court.
Has it?
And it's gone a number of times, and it's very interesting. I've taught constitutional law, and there is absolutely no question that the income tax is constitutional. Not a doubt in the world. As a matter of fact, what's happened at the Supreme Court is questions of, is someone guilty of a crime if they believe that it is unconstitutional and are not paying their tax, as opposed to just a civil infraction. But the bottom line is no. It has been to the court. It is clearly established. It did take a constitutional amendment. There's no question about that. But all of these challenges, and there have been all kinds of them, including that, you know, it has to be that it's enforced slavery, that there's no authority, that you have to pay in gold. None of them have ever held up. So that one's resolved.
All right. The Oregon standstill, the legal side of Bundy being charged with what?
He's being charged with just a whole.
It's a convenience bunch of charges. I mean, the guy's been walking around for 2 years with these charges. Why now they grab him?
You know, it is interesting, and I wondered that myself. And you find the government making, showing some restraint, which is not always a good word, in dealing with some of the people who are violating statutes, and then it leads to the kind of standoff that we had in Oregon. We had this in Nevada as well, and in New Hampshire, similar type of situations. It doesn't seem to work out well, and usually it makes more sense to me to deal with this when it is a smaller fire than when it turns into a big thing like we did have with deaths up in Oregon.
Well, but under the circumstances, back to the constitutionality, these guys are right. The United States, where is the justification for the government owning 25% of all the land in the country? Where's that come from?
More than just the justification, what about the restrictions and limitations on use for it, and what is the purpose? It's like you go into eminent domain, and the issue of, yes, you can take private property for a public use. Is it a public use when that property is turned over to a Donald Trump to put a hotel or housing in there? And that, I think, is a bigger issue. So, yeah, you can get into the usage of the land, and if indeed is being done for a public purpose and the restrictions on it, but I don't think that's at the core of some of the unfortunately violations that some of these people have done.
It's a good conversation. It'll take an hour. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the official attorney of the program.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.